1985. Figure skating legend Scott Hamilton retires, leaving an opening for the world's next best male figure skater. Brian Boitano and Brian Orser are both desperate for that title. The Battle of the Bryans was a sportcaster's dream come true. Set at the 1988 Olympics, it pitted America against Canada. Artistry versus technical skill, and Brian versus Brian. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins, and you can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Who are these Bryans? Boitano was the first American to land a triple axel in 1982 at the age of just 19. He has amazing technical skill, but judges say he lacks the artistry to become a champion. Brian Orser has that artistry in spades. He's already considered the best artistic male skater in the world. These two build quite the rivalry leading up to the 88 Olympics. In 1987, Boitano also develops a new signature jump, the Tano Triple. A triple lutz with one arm raised over his head instead of tucked into his chest. This increases the difficulty of balance and rotation and looks fantastic on ice. He's the only skater on Earth who can pull this off. Despite the Tano triple, everyone in the skating world still thinks Orser has 1988 Olympic gold in the bag. He'll have the home court advantage in Calgary. However, he's also under a lot of pressure. The last time Canada hosted the Olympics, they won zero gold medals. And now Orser is Canada's best chance at not letting that happen again. In competition, figure skaters are judged on three performances: compulsory figures, the short program, and the free skate. They're neck and neck, with Orser still heavily favored to win going into the third and final program. The night before the big free skate, even the American judge tells Boitano's coach that Orser is probably going to win. Seems a bit shady. The free skate comprises 50% of their total score. Why would the judge say that? Artistry is a huge component, and again, Orser is the artistry master. February 20th, 1988. Two Bryans, one rink. After warm-ups, Boitano nervously relaces his skates as a Zamboni machine circles the ice, getting it nice and polished for maximum skating. Boitano is first up. The score from the film Napoleon begins. I would have went with Black Sabbath's Iron Man or Metallica's Master of Puppets, but, you know, teach their own. Boitano, in a grand and, of course, glittery imperial outfit, tells the story of Napoleon's life through his skating. It's beautiful. If your favorite two things are figure skating and early 19th century European military history, it's probably the greatest spectacle you've ever witnessed. One Brian has brought a secret weapon. Boitano has been training with a choreographer to beef up his artistic presentation, and it shows. He cleanly lands eight triples in under 5 minutes during his routine. But will it be enough to beat Orser? After pure joy on the ice, Boitano hurries to the bathroom, puts on some headphones, and tries not to freak out while he waits to see if he did enough to win gold. He can't watch. His teammates and then his coach soon come in and find him to share the results. Only 1/10 of a point separates Boitano and Orser's final scores. Boitano has won. The two scores came down to a tiebreaker on technical achievement, and Boitano's triples gave him the winning edge. He takes home the gold and the glory of knowing he's the best figure skater named Brian in the entire world. And also the world's best overall male figure skater. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Brian Boitano and the Battle of the Bryans, we found the coverage by Team USA and Olympic.org incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.